Globally, we have seen an uptake in use and consumption in developing countries, which we are very concerned about. Of course, this is because tobacco use is a major public health problem already in high-income countries. And when we see use expanding in developing countries, we can see the writing on the wall here. Already, tobacco use accounts for 6 million deaths annually, and that includes around 600,000 deaths from secondhand smoke. If tobacco use is left unchecked, we expect the global number of deaths to increase to around 8 million per year by 2030, and more than 80% of those deaths will be in developing countries.
Is this really a global health issue?
Absolutely. The economic cost of tobacco use globally easily exceeds $1 trillion in health expenditure and lost productivity. And what we know is that from individual studies, smoking accounts for up to 15% of public health expenditure in high-income countries. When we look at developing countries, health expenditure tends to be at a lower level, but this is because the smoking prevalence is lower and many people in low-income countries have less access to medical care. So what we see is a great risk as smoking prevalence increases in middle-income countries that will have this kind of cost escalation for both health expenditure and economic loss in developing countries.
Why is tobacco use increasing in developing countries?
It's a trend as incomes grow, people have more disposable income and are able to purchase tobacco products. We also see in many countries the industry influence where they are promoting cigarettes and new products to people as their incomes grow. And in many cases, we've seen good progress on tobacco control measures in high-income countries, but many of the low and middle-income countries are only just turning the attention to this problem.
So basically, it's big business. They're looking at the world and saying we can make some money in the poorer countries across the world.
Yes, that's right. We've summarized the evidence from around the world and really focused on low and middle-income countries. So what we've found is that tobacco control does make sense from both an economic and public health perspective throughout the world. And despite some good progress, these measures not being properly utilized in low and middle-income countries yet.
Presumably, there are economic benefits, though, of the tobacco trade, especially in poor countries where the crop is grown.
Well, what we find consistently is that there's a net economic loss from tobacco use in these countries, even allowing for trade and production. Of course, we recognize that in some countries, the tobacco industry represents a source of employment. What we've seen in the global trends is that even with strong tobacco control measures, the production will not decline dramatically. And really, there are broader trends at play, for example, globalization and the movement of tobacco production, for example, into Africa and away from high-cost centres. So really, there's a lot of trends at play here, but we would encourage policymakers to focus on the key things that are needed for sustainable development, which is the healthy population, and also they should recognise that tobacco taxation is a very good source of revenue, and this money can be put back into sustainable development programs, especially in the health sector. This kind of policy we'd call a pro-poor policy because it's putting money back into social sector benefits the poor people the most. They have more access to these kind of services.